You don't raise taxes in a recession. The last thing you want to do is to raise taxes in the middle of a recession.
That seems like good common sense advice. Not so bad. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's Barack Obama. That was then. This is now. The Democrat Party has moved on. Maybe not from Hillary, but from Barack Obama. He's got multiple $14 million mansions on oceanfront lots all over the place. And Embassy Row, flying private, big yachts. Don't worry about him. He's apparently not worried about global warming and the rise of the oceans. Because he said he was going to slow the rise of the ocean, so maybe mission accomplished, huh? There he is. There he is. I've got to get to the Supreme Court madness because, you know, the Democrats have a lot of crazy people out there. And one of them showed up outside the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh with the intent of murdering him and perhaps his entire family. And we learned yesterday that the Democrat was planning on murdering at least three Supreme Court justices, but the FBI won't tell us which three. Coincidentally, President Trump had three nominations to the Supreme Court that, thanks to the turtle, Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch, were successfully voted onto the Supreme Court through our sacred democratic processes. But with that said, let me get to the guns first, because I want to get to the Supreme Court and to Hunter Biden, who is a crook, but the whole family's crooked. And we know that. We know that. Now, let's go to you remember Katie Porter? She's the one with the 9-year-old daughter that's afraid that the world is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And that makes her very angry. She's from California. And Congresswoman Katie Porter yesterday was going after the CEO of Ruger Firearms, a great American firearm company. I have at least one Ruger, probably a couple myself. The CEO is Christopher Killoy. It's Killoy, C-I-K-I-L-L-O-Y. Killoy, not Kilroy, and not Killy, but Killoy. And the CEO, Christopher Killoy. Rugers are great firearms, and they're American-made, and they always have been. Great American family, great American company. And Katie Porter, she's a little confused. She doesn't know the difference between cell phones and firearms.
This is my cell phone. Mr. Killoy, it scans my fingerprint each time I go to unlock it. Is this a weapon?
Dumb question.
No, ma'am.
Can this fire bullets that shred people's vital organs?
Dumb question.
This phone?
No, Congresswoman, it can't.
Then why should this device require more steps to operate than your company's firearms, which have been used in accidental shootings, mass shootings, and homicides?
Yeah, how come, huh? Huh? Why? Hmm? Huh? That's considered to be a smart line of questioning. Well, all of your personal information is contained in there, your medical information, your financial information. A bad guy could wheedle their way into your personal life in unimaginable ways, and then into the lives of other people with whom you have regular contact, setting aside your bank accounts and your medical information. But also, it's a little phone. See, and you put it in your pocket and you put your thumbprint on it, and you have to place your thumbprint on there and make sure it cradles in there properly. It may have to read it twice. And if you're, let's say, a police officer or a person in an urgent situation where you have to defend yourself or your family, it's not really one of the things that you want to have to concern yourself with. Secondly, the technology is available for firearms, but it's a subject about which you obviously know precious little. Congresswoman Katie Porter.
Reclaiming my time. These fingerprint scanners are offered in some firearms. Some mm-hmm. manufacturers sell this, mm-hmm. and they work. Your company and Mr. Daniels' Kinda. Company chooses not to. Let me demonstrate again how long this takes. It's instant. It's instant when I pick up my phone.
Yeah, well, you're not in a panic, frantic, life or death situation when you pick up your phone. And as you said, the technology is available. It's less than perfect, given the function of a firearm versus the function of a phone. You remember, this is the congresswoman who has a child that she has terrorized with global warming and the looming secular apocalypse, with CO2 being the invisible man in the sky, and only the Democrat Party can save us from certain death. This is, she was talking to Greta Von Funberg, who was coming in by Zoom or something, to a congressional hearing, and she explained that her daughter has been terrorized by her mother and her mother's political party.
I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have 3 kids. And I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you. And I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel. And she said it made her feel angry.
Angry, because they're all angry. You know, front page of the Washington Post today, gay pride rally, monkeypox guy with a sign, monkeypox, colon, where's your rage? That's his sign. They got to be raging about everything all the time because they've organized the mentally ill and the mentally unstable. And we'll get to the Supreme Court guy shortly. Now, that's pretty amazing. And that's, she has 3 kids. They should all be taken away. Because she's obviously a horrible parent, just the most awful parent I've ever heard of. Coaching her 9-year-old girl to a point of rage because the planet is on fire and we're all going to die soon. Instead of comforting her 9-year-old daughter and saying, oh, no, come here, honey, you're going to be fine. We're going to be okay. She says, how does that make you feel? And she says, angry. And that's good enough for her. Now, Michael Piercy recreated this experiment with his son, Max. Is Max 7 now? 7 years old now, Max. And not yet 9, not a girl, at least not yet. And I think Max will be fine. And so Michael Piercy recreated this, and he used his phone, which he used his thumbprint to activate, so he could make a video with his son really making fun of Congresswoman Katie Porter.
Hey, Max, what do you know about climate change?
Nothing.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't even know what it is, so I don't know.
Are you angry?
No!
Is anything on fire right now?
No. Why would it be?
See? Katie Porter's 9-year-old is being raised in a doomsday death cult called the Democrat Party. Because the apocalypse is just around the corner.
Angry.
Her 9-year-old is angry because the world is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
The earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
See, there it is. This is her message to her 9-year-old daughter. And you wonder why school shooters show up with AR-15 rifles. Did you see, we'll get to the coach. Is the AK-15? Everybody's a genius. What happened to this country? There's a Democrat member of Congress named Raja Krishnamoorthy, and Raja Krishnamoorthy was participating in this interrogation, also this Star Chamber gathering with the Ruger CEO on the matter of firearms.
Yes or no question. Mr. Colloy,
yes or no.
Same to you. I presume you won't sell a weapon that tears through bulletproof vests, will you?
Congressman, with all due respect, the ability to pierce body armor typically relates to the ammunition, not the firearm.
And so you will not sell that ammunition either, will you?
Congressman, we do not sell ammunition. We sell firearms. We sell in a variety of calibers, but we do not currently sell ammunition.
They don't manufacture or sell ammunition, but these members of Congress are so pathetic. They're so uninformed. They're so ignorant and unintelligent that they ask these questions that reveal them as the idiots they are to people that know anything about the subject, and it's not this subject alone. And then it got better because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is absolutely flummoxed by technology like garbage disposals and is panicked to learn that lettuce grows in dirt. Not a bright person. I'm sure she was a bad bartender, you know, but perky behind the bar, bushy-tailed. AOC going after Daniel Defense CEO, Marty Daniel, and they make AR-15-style weapons.
I'd like to draw your attention to that red tattoo featured in your company's advertisement.
Red tattoo.
Do you know what that tattoo is?
There's an ad.
Mr. Daniels?
Magazine ad.
Madam Congressman, Congresswoman, I'm not sure this is our ad. Can you show the whole ad?
It's not our ad.
Someone else?
Yes, this is your ad.
Might be someone else's ad.
This is an advertisement for your company, Daniel Defense.
Why are the brand name not in the photo?
No worries. So this is featured prominently in your advertisement, that tattoo. You've indicated that you don't know what it is.
Honestly, she's got some random magazine ad, and she thinks she's on to a big conspiracy here that a person featured in a magazine ad has a tattoo on the arm, which she claims is a white supremacist tattoo in the magazine ad. He's not even sure the ad is for his company, but none of this matters because they go around calling everybody white supremacists, and then they abort 400 out of every 1,000 black babies and harvest their organs. And they're the party of the Confederacy and the Klan and Jim Crow. But pay no attention to that. AOC.
Ms. Sampson, as an expert in this area, can you briefly tell us what that tattoo is?
That's a fall knot, and it's a symbol that has been increasingly embraced by white supremacists.
No, but your company's advertisement prominently displays iconography associated with white supremacist movements.
This is her whole point of this. They're there to talk about firearms. She thinks and increasingly associated with. I remember when I'm doing the okay thing right now, which you shouldn't do in Italy because it means something very different in Italy. But this, you know, three fingers up, make a circle with your index finger and your thumb. And they told us that was white power, white supremacy. That was fiction. And honestly, AOC has a two-digit IQ. It's just amazing. This is what congressional hearings are about. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on tattoos. And now, January 6th.
You can also find it in this other photo that I will be pulling up right now. Right there from January 6th, you can see the fall knot right there on this gentleman's chest. Mr. Daniel, yes or no, are you aware that your advertising department uses imagery affiliated with white supremacist movements in its marketing materials?
According to whom?
No, ma'am, I don't think
we do. Reclaiming my time, thank you.
You can't answer the question.
Quickly to fit these questions.
That's it. This is what our members of Congress spend their time doing during hearings about firearms. Boy. Just amazing. And she goes on and on about racist imagery in a tattoo, allegedly, in a magazine ad. And this is what she spent all of her time doing, insinuating that because someone has a tattoo that some random nobody says it's increasingly associated with white supremacy. This was the whole point of her line of inquiry. Just amazing. Now, the Indianapolis Colts, they have a, let's do number 13 of AOC, because this is what our Congress is up to in 2022. AOC, dumb as a stump, attacking Mr. Daniel, CEO. Do you sell your weapons to Black Lives Matter or Antifa members?
Mr. Daniel, once again, as the CEO of Daniel Defense, yes or no, do you believe members of identified extremist hate groups such as the Proud Boys or Oath Keepers should be able to purchase the AR-15 style rifles that your company sells?
Style.
Congresswoman, we're regulated by the ATF through laws which you pass. We are very good at only.
Thank you. I apologize. I just have a limited amount of time.
Yeah, you can't answer the question. I'm just here to throw mud and that's Proud Boys. Well, how about your racist mob for Antifa and Black Lives Matter that have burned more cities than I could enumerate here? Do you think that they should be allowed to own firearms, or maybe they should be prohibited with these radical extremist groups, these looting arsonist mobs that have destroyed too many cities? Washington, D.C. is still boarded up because of your left-wing mobs. You started rioting on Inauguration Day after President Trump was elected, and you haven't stopped since. Stop shooting people, Democrats. How about that? You know, it's never a good thing when the nation's alleged authority on economic policy completely misses the flashing red lights of looming inflation. But you know that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitted a while back that there had been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices. Yeah. Yeah, we know that. You know who did understand the real threat of looming inflation? People who invested in gold and silver with Birch Gold Group, because they're protecting their savings from Joe Biden's economy by diversifying their 401ks and IRAs into gold, physical gold. And it's not too late for you to take action. You can get the ball rolling by texting Chris to 989898 and get your free information kit on diversifying and protecting your savings, your nest egg, your retirement with precious metals. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, thousands of satisfied customers. Just text Chris to 989898 and get real advice for free from Birch Gold today. Again, text Chris to 989898. Claim your free, no-obligation information kit on protecting your retirement with gold. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Yeah, it is. I actually made the mistake of checking on my 401k yesterday. Since the first of the year, it has depreciated by 12%. I guess I can put off retirement yet more, thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats and their brilliant economists who tell us that a recession is not a recession because they're in power.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Now, the Democrats and the media are praising Congresswoman Katie Porter for her brilliant demonstration yesterday of her ignorance. But, you know, when you have the ignorant judging the ignorant, it snowballs and you get the Democrat Party. Now, they make gun safes with fingerprint. You put your fingerprint, lay your hand in there, and it takes your fingerprints, a scanner, like your phone. They make gun safes like that. Now, they require batteries, which means electricity, and the batteries have to be charged or it has to be plugged into the wall. It's hard to do that with a gun. And a friend of mine who knows a thing or two about it says, I have a fingerprint scanner safe. It sometimes takes me 10 tries to open it. Now, and it has to have electricity. Now, if your gun isn't charged, the battery isn't charged, and you have to use the fingerprint scanner 10 times, then I think Democrats should have those guns. You should, because it's your sons that are shooting everybody anyway. Should probably, if you're a registered Democrat, not be allowed to own a gun. But this is your Democrat Party. This is them in Congress. You know, scanners, electricity, batteries, how many tries does it take? And this dim-witted general manager at the Indianapolis Colts coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Now, the Indianapolis Colts NFL team has a general manager named Chris Ballard. He's the GM of the Colts NFL. And the headline at Newsweek today is Gun Rights Advocates Pounce on AK-15 Gaffe by Indianapolis Colts GM. Now, Chris Ballard, general manager of the National Football League's Indianapolis Colts, is being ridiculed online for misidentifying a firearm in his call for common sense on gun control at a press conference. It's the Democrat Party issued language is common sense gun safety measures. They focus group tested each and every one of those words. And here is the, and they just, you know, if you don't know what you're talking about, stop talking. And when you're a football general manager, NFL, and you're in a press conference and people start asking you about abortion and gun rights and open borders, talk about football, all right? But here's the dim-witted, ill-informed, uninformed, misinformed general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard.
I'm not anti-gun, but I'm anti-military-style weapons that it blows my mind away that an 18-year-old kid
blows my mind away
can walk in and buy an AK-15 automatic weapon.
Get your AK-15 automatic weapon. Well, you can't buy an automatic weapon without a Class 3 federal license. But as long as you're well-informed on the subject that you're discussing on camera in front of the world, honestly, they should ask him about Joe Biden not blinking for 40 seconds. And this video, we were watching the video again, Michael Piercy and I, and it's edit, 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 edit. They call them jump edits in the television business because the camera is in a slightly different position. Zoom in, zoom out, pan. And Joe Biden is in the middle. He's doing his usual kind of squinty-eyed Clint Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my day, squinty. And then there's a jump cut, a jump cut, a jump edit. And suddenly his eyes are pinned open like, you know, Clockwork Orange, where he's being forced to watch the movies with his eyelids pinned open with the wire things. And he goes on and on, and he doesn't blink for 40-something seconds. And now what you say, the dimwits are now attacking Tucker Carlson because Tucker Carlson raised a question like, what happened to Joe Biden in the middle of that edit? He's sleepy-eyed and squinty-eyed, and then suddenly, and he's blinking like a normal person, and then suddenly, jump cut, and his eyes are pinned open like he's been hit with a tranquilizer dart from a, you know, curare dart from a blow dart gun. I have a couple of Indonesian blow dart guns at home. They're made of bone. They're carved like dragons, but they're made of bone. Not sure what type of mammal the bone came from. Might have to have that tested. Yeah, but Blinky, you know, Blinky Biden over there, he's doing his squinty, skinny lips thing. You know, what you your skinny city lips and his squinty eyes. And then jump at it, and it's like, oh, very uncomfortable. And his eyes are pinned open. Like, now he's just snorted some of Hunter's private stash and looks completely different. His physiognomy changes radically from one frame of video to the next frame of video, and we're not supposed to say anything about it because we're North Korea now, because we're Mao's China, we're Putin's Russia. And if you notice what's going on in front of you, then you're the villain of the story. See Tucker Carlson for, you know, talk, oh, replacement theory. Well, it's the Democrats have been bragging about this for decades now. You pointed out, and naturally the party of Jim Crow calls you a racist. Somebody has a tattoo in a magazine ad. Everybody's a white supremacist. What are you talking about? What about the bullets you sell? Well, we don't sell bullets, but, you know, as long as you know what you're talking about. And this guy's worried about people selling AK-15s. He's conflating and combining the AK-47, a Russian-made weapon, the most ubiquitous combat assault rifle on the planet Earth, and, of course, the American AR-15. And he says automatic. Well, they're not automatic. They're semi-automatic. So as long as you're well-informed on the great issues of our day, you should feel free to go ahead and blather incoherently. Demonstrate your lack of intelligence and knowledge to the world. We'll just change the definition in the dictionary tomorrow so it comports and conforms with the Democrat Party's latest talking points. These are dangerous times, ladies and gentlemen. And also, don't talk about monkeypox as though it's being spread at gay events and raves where, you know, masses of men that don't know each other are having sex with one another and spreading a disease and throw gonorrhea on top of it like this George Soros guy. Just don't say that out loud because then you're a terrible person and a bigot, like with Kennedy on the Fox Business Channel last night. Extraordinary. All right, let's get to the Democrat that wanted to murder one-third of the Supreme Court. The FBI, such as it is, made public some information yesterday. FBI search warrant application shows chilling online postings from Kavanaugh assassin suspect. Nicholas Roski, 26 years old, has been charged with attempted murder. Well, that's good because that's what was going on. So, you know, usually they don't charge. If you're in New York or L.A. or something, there'd be no charges. They just let him go. A newly unveiled FBI search warrant shows that the man accused of attempting to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh meticulously planned the alleged plot and even reached out for advice on an internet forum. According to FBI search warrant obtained by Fox News Digital, 26-year-old Nicholas John Roski Googled various search terms related to the attack, including how to be stealthy, assassin skills, and most effective place to stab someone in the weeks leading up to the planned attack. I'm going to stop Roe v. Wade from being overturned. Well, so is, Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Chuck Schumer and the entire Democrat Party. And, you know, you remember when Senator Chuck Schumer went to the steps of the Supreme Court and threatened Supreme Court justices Kavanaugh, and of course he mispronounced his name because it's, you know, a Gorsuch. He's threatening them because the Democrat Party has been threatening these members of the Supreme Court, including the leader of the Senate.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, yes, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Now, after they had the Democrat Bernie Sanders volunteer James Hodgkinson show up on the baseball field, don't forget to watch the baseball game tonight, Democrats versus Republicans, Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., 7:05 Eastern time. The left is planning on stopping it with their violent mobs. They're planning it. What is it? Hold up, D.C.?
Shut down,
D.C. They're planning on stopping the bipartisan baseball game because the Democrat Party is, they have violent mobs of criminals everywhere, and they, you know, pop the cork on them all the time. So here's the Roski, the Democrat. I'm going to stop Roe v. Wade from being overturned, he told an internet user online in a conversation. The other user responded, what you tryna do? The letter U and T-R-Y-N-A, because they love illiteracy, the Democrats, hence our school system. Roski said back, remove some people from the Supreme Court. The person Roski was speaking to said, two dead judges ain't gonna do nothing. The whole government is beep, F-word. There's no fixing that. You would die before you killed them all. This is all on, and of course, this isn't, you know, President Trump is not allowed on Twitter and Facebook, but this guy is. Roski responded, yeah, but I could get at least one, which would change the votes for decades to come. And I'm shooting for three. All the major decisions for the, meaning kill three members of the Supreme Court, murder, assassinate three members of the Supreme Court. And being encouraged and enticed by, you know, Maxine Waters says you can't even let people eat in peace at restaurants or, you know, pump gas at gas stations. You should stop them because the senior leadership of the Democrat Party is calling out their lunatics to stop those terrible Republicans, you know, the party of the Confederacy. And so Roski responded, yeah, but I could get at least one, which would change the votes. And I'm shooting for three. All the major decisions of the past 10 years have been along party lines. You know, that means, see, when the Democrats all vote party line and they had dominance on the Supreme Court, they're all good with that. And it doesn't matter what the law is or the constitutionality. They just want them to vote party line. And the Democrat nominees reliably do that. The Republican nominees do not. They cross over all the time. John Roberts, we had even the Trump nominees went with the Democrats on several recent big decisions. But they ignore that because their brains are very severely damaged. And he says, so if there are more liberals than conservative judges, they will have the power. Now, who encouraged them to do this? I can tell you the news media would know that it was Schumer and AOC and Maxine Waters and the rest. And this mob in D.C. that put bounties on the heads of Supreme Court justices, if you see them at a restaurant, post online where they are so we can send mobs over there to threaten them. And, of course, they know that there are psycho killers mixed in with their left-wing mobs. They've murdered, you know, I mean, David Dorn, Kevin Nishida, dozens of people during their riots, thousands of police injured, thousands of businesses set on fire and looted. So here's the Roski guy. He used the online address HelenKiller1969@gmail.com. Helen Keller, that's like Helen Keller, who was deaf, dumb, and blind, like most Democrats are intellectually. Helen Keller, by the way, is entombed in the Washington National Cathedral with Annie Sullivan, and she died in 1968, so I don't know where this 1969 comes from, but okay. Roski said that he used his Reddit account to ask individuals who were unknown to him questions in order to refine his plan to kill the justice, authorities said in the warrant application. That would be the justices, three of them. Roski of Simi Valley, California, naturally, was carrying a gun, ammunition, a knife, pepper spray, a screwdriver, zip ties, and other gear, I believe including duct tape and things, when he was arrested by Montgomery County police officers early in the morning outside Kavanaugh's home in early June. Roski, who's charged with attempted murder of a federal judge, told police he was upset about Kavanaugh's positions on Roe v. Wade and the Second Amendment. Well, that puts him entirely in line with the mainstream of the Democrat Party. Yeah, remember Maxine Waters and all these Democrats encouraging violence against people that aren't them.
If you see anybody from that cabinet, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Yeah, that's your Democrat Party, the senior leadership. She's like 120, and she's been there for 78 years in the Congress. And this is all fine with our news media, which is really, you know, the undergirding of the filth that is, becoming our culture today. So Roski, the Democrat, took a cab to the neighborhood, spotted by U.S. Marshals, but was apprehended after he called 911 and said he was having suicidal thoughts because the Democrats have fielded a lot of these lunatics. And, oh, by the way, the Washington Post proud to announce today, Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, withdraws from his planned fall law seminar at George Washington University. You know, there are a lot of threats and security issues and the lunatic left. And for years and years, Justice Thomas has participated in these seminars at GW University, George Washington University. And a Democrat student there, John Kay, who helped organize a petition calling for the university to cancel Justice Thomas because they're racists. And they've got everything but the tree and the rope, you know, the Democrat Party. The 20-year-old junior at George Washington University from South Orange, New Jersey, said, "This is a massive victory," when Justice Thomas announced he would no longer be participating. "It's a victory. It's a victory for ignorance and violence and belligerence and criminality by the Democrat Party." And he said, "We are going to continue to work to make sure he doesn't come back in the spring semester." This is your Democrat Party. You know, Joe Biden led the high-tech lynching during the Pepsi can scam that the Democrats pulled on the African-American justice. The Democrat Party is a dangerous, dangerous organization at this point. And again, tonight is the bipartisan baseball game. They are the left shut down D.C. and other left-wing radicals are planning on shutting down the bipartisan baseball game. You can only do that through violence. And that's fine. That's fine with the Democrats and the news media. But I repeat myself. Extraordinary stuff. The Washington Post actually published a piece by a left-wing environmental whack job who's planning on protesting at the baseball game tonight. You may remember that the Republicans were practicing on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, when a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer named James Hodgkinson showed up with a rifle and shot Congressman Steve Scalise. And, well, I think five people were shot that day in an attempted mass political assassination. The assassin was shot and killed by the police in a suicide attack. They're coming back tonight to the baseball game. I think I'll just catch it on cable myself.
As a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves.
Joe Biden was in charge of that lynching.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, who conspicuously bought about $5 million stock options with a chip maker, NVIDIA, days before the Congress was about to throw $70 billion of our dollars at the semiconductor industry. Yesterday, well, day before yesterday, he sold off the stock, which proves that it was dirty and that when he was called on, it's like, oops, sorry, caught me. Had to sell it, but the media will sweep it under the rug. A CNN poll shows that 75% of Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run for re-election. And one of my favorite stories yesterday from Channel 7 in San Francisco, ABC, San Francisco man gets red zone parking ticket after curb was repainted while his car was parked. The guy parked at the curb. The city came along, painted the curb red. Then the ticket giver came along and gave him a ticket for parking in a red zone, all while he was parked there. That is a government that is hostile to the taxpayer. Now, let's go. We have very little time, but let's go to John calling from Joplin, Missouri. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm great. John, what do you say?
Well, you're talking about the hypocrisy of the media a lot, and it reminded me of the infamous word potato when Dan Quayle misspelled it, allegedly. And they lampooned him for weeks, if not months, for that one little gaffe, which actually the card was written and handed to him by the teacher. But Quayle's got to be sitting somewhere watching the gaffes every day from Biden and many others, and drinking a cold beer and just laughing his butt off.
I got to tell you, you know, Dan Quayle, good and decent man, a hell of a lot smarter than Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or a long, long list of these corrupt Democrats. But you're right, and it wasn't weeks or months. It was years that he was mocked for that, and Joe Biden outdoes that several times a day.
Paxlovid.
Like yesterday.
Paxlovid, excuse me.
But if you're Joe Biden, you know, none of this sticks because your pals in the media,
Paxlovid,
they fluff you.
Ah!
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.